So as John said, I think everybody who knows me as Saku. I've almost forgotten my last name. I work with Monsanto. I've been in the insect control, cotton insect control field to be precise, for a long time. And I've given many talks in this forum on insect control topics. So very recently, about 8 months ago, I joined the stewardship area of Monsanto. Thank you. Joined the stewardship area of Monsanto, and I am a stewardship lead for cotton and specialty crops. So today my talk centers on ag biotechnology products and stewardship, the importance of stewardship throughout the life cycle of any biotechnology product. So as we said, stewardship starts right at the conception of ideas, that is in gene discovery itself. Because as we all know, stewardship is important at gene discovery because of the safety of biotechnology products are very critical before we even think of going forward with the biotech products, before we take that idea forward. So right from gene discovery through plant development, seed production, seed marketing and distribution, crop production, and crop utilization, stewardship is a critical part of any biotechnology life cycle. The one thing that we normally don't focus on and tend to forget is product discontinuation. So product discontinuation is also very much a part of a product life cycle, because like with any technology or anything in the marketplace, in fact, there comes a time when you would have a second generation product that has to take the place of the preceding product. Something that's better, something that's more useful for the grower, and that would have to come hand in hand with the discontinuation of a previous product that has been launched. So this slide has been adapted from CropLife International, and so some of my focus areas is going to be on product discontinuation. So what is stewardship? In fact, each and every one of us are very much, it rings a bell in our lives. Stewardship is a part of our lifestyle, healthcare, investments, every part of our life, we are acting as good stewards. So the same way that we are good stewards of anything that's important in our lives, technology, when we take technology forward, any industry or stakeholder or a regulatory agency that is involved in regulating that product has to be a good steward of a technological innovation that's going out into society or an environment. So responsible management of our technologies and products across seeds and traits from the aspect of biotechnology and chemical businesses are very important from, as we said, from concept through discontinuation. So it affects, stewardship affects our customers, the environment, the products themselves, the crops and the ecosystem. It will affect the industry as well as the public. So as I said before, it's a responsible management, including developing safe and environmentally responsible products, explaining and promoting the proper use and responsible use of the products in the marketplace, making sure that the product identity and integrity and the quality of the product is of a very high standard. We have to respect all government, industry, and self-imposed regulations and approvals, because we live in societies where we do have to obey the laws and we have to go according to the regulations, because regulations are made for the common good of the public. Then managing market impacts associated with product introduction and continuing stewardship of commercial products in the marketplace. And finally, effective discontinuation of outdated technology. A number of the bullet points at the beginning of this slide are mainly some things that affect the industry and hand in hand with the regulatory agencies. But in the final few bullet points, it's really critical that all stakeholders involved take an active role in maintaining the stewardship of any product that goes into the marketplace. So what is discontinuation of plant biotechnology events and derived products? So when you look at the background, new plant biotechnology products are routinely developed and older products will have to go out of production. The decision is made by the manufacturer, very often hand in hand with the regulatory agencies. And this is a predictable part of any life cycle of a product. So discontinuation of sales leads to diminishing presence of the product in the commodity product stream. And the rate of product discontinuation will depend on the crop, the commodity, and it'll be a multitude of factors which determine the rate of discontinuation. And the specifics of any discontinuation process will be determined by dialogue between registrants and regulators, and it will also involve proper documentation. So it, of course, as I said before, it cannot be put in practice, it cannot be achieved without the cooperation of all the stakeholders involved. The important thing is to separate recalls from discontinuation. Recalls are very different from discontinuation. Discontinuation is very separate and it's distinct. And the discontinued products are authorized commercial plant biotechnology seed products that have only being discontinued because they have reached the end of their commercial life cycles. They have been terminated because of decisions made by the registrant and the regulatory agencies, but could be present in food, feed, and grain supply because there's no safety issue with the product, and that is authorized for it to be present in the food and grain sector. So product discontinuation is a process whereby termination of sales of the commercial seed product is effected, including application of appropriate quality management procedures to minimize the presence of the product in other seed products. So we have to make sure that we have a very low level presence, if at all, in any other seed product that is being commercialized. So cessation of commercial sales, that is no planting will be allowed after a particular time point. And most importantly, communication of the termination to all the key stakeholders and working with everybody to make sure that it's done in an easy manner so that it's more practical. So the scope of discontinuation is products which were fully authorized in the production country and in the key export markets, but the seed is no longer being produced and sold commercially in a particular market. Maybe it's sold commercially in other markets, in other parts of the world, but in some world area, we have decided to discontinue the product. So the responsibility to make sure that we abide by the laws, regulatory laws, falls within the scope of the registrant. So the registrant has the responsibility for the coordination and management of the sale and planting of the seed product, and also through the licensing companies. Thus, the registrant has to be able to declare the discontinued status for his or her own product. So there are many regulatory agencies, issues with regard to discontinuation. In some countries, there's no expiration of authorizations, so that after commercial seed sales cease in a particular country, low-level presence of a product remains fully authorized like in the US. In countries where authorizations expire, discontinued products need to be considered as a distinct case in the renewal process. In some countries where regulations require re-registration, exemptions from new data requirements for discontinued products should be considered. In countries where there are still developing regulatory processes for biotechnology products, product discontinuation needs to be incorporated into the regulatory system. So the distinct case of products discontinued prior to the implementation of the national regulatory systems also needs to be considered in some countries. There is a global need to harmonize approaches of discontinuation. So there is a broad recognition and urgent need to gain consensus on the principles and elements of product discontinuation. So we need to be consistent on the general principles, general best practices, and practical regulatory approaches is absolutely essential to maintain the current trade practices. So dialogues, as we said before, include government, regulatory authorities, relevant government-based trade authorities and stakeholders. So in these graphs, it's a grain example. It shows you how discontinuation can take place. There's a final year of seed sales, and finally grain utilization falls down gradually to an extremely low level present at the end of it. So it's a case-by-case basis. So with regard to Monsanto's plan for discontinuing biotechnology seed products, it is compatible with practices of industry standards. It is also consistent with developing an industry best practices, including our Excellence Through Stewardship program. It allows for compliance with federal and state seed laws, and it also will address all potential stewardship concerns that could arise during the discontinuation process. So the important stakeholders for the communications of any discontinuation, of course, will include growers or farmers, national cotton councils, cotton incorporated leadership, regional cotton associations, distributions, and importantly, the licensees. So the industry is fully committed to obtaining full regulatory authorization in key trading countries with functional regulatory systems. Establishment of regulatory policy for discontinued event does not in any way dilute or contradict the industry commitment. And registrants rely on open communications and consultations with trade experts on practical and logistical application of these approaches. So we work with many organizations to bring about consensus and a unified approach to technology and discontinuation of technology products. So again, one thing that maybe a number of you are aware of, for example, is the phasing out of Bolt Guard in 2009. The timeline for selling Bolt Guard seeds is September 30th, 2009. So this is an example of discontinuation. The reason why we and the EPA in US decided on phasing out Bolt Guard is because we have a second generation product, Bolt Guard 2, which is a two-gene product, provides good resistance management. And in order for us to make sure that the natural refuge concept is available and all growers adapt this new technology, which is a better technology, second-generation technology, we had to make the decision to phase out our first generation, which is Bolt Guard. So Monsanto will maintain registration in the US for breeding Bolt Guard and Bolt Guard 2 cotton in labs, greenhouses, and nurseries. But all other existing international approvals will continue to remain in place. And Bolt Guard can be found in food, feed, and that kind of thing. It's only planting that it cannot, it's prohibited after, sales are prohibited after September 30th, and the last year of planting will be 2010. So product stewardship is everybody's job, and it matters to everybody involved in industry. It protects customers, crops, environment, value of our products, and the industry at large. All stakeholders benefit when we manage potential issues. So actually, everybody's engagement and support is actually equal to success of stewardship. Thank you.